This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سلك طريقهم وسار على نهجهم واقتفى أثرهم إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: النكاح من سنتي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا معشر الشباب، من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج، فإنه أحصن للفرج وأغض للبصر، ومن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم، فإنه له وجاء. My beloved brothers, my sisters, the first thing we do is praise Allah. We start off by saying Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah for this beautiful day wherein a couple are getting married, united in the officiation of what is known as nikah, the matrimonial bond and connection that is indeed destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are very proud of the bride and the groom that they have chosen that which Allah has made easy and halal. My brothers and sisters, as it is a happy occasion for us, there are so many others also getting married today. And perhaps during this beautiful season, we ask Allah to bless them too and to bless those who are coming together in our presence as well. The first point, as I mentioned, is the praising of Allah. Many of us forget to thank Allah. He has bestowed upon us so much favor. He has given us a lot. We are very quick to complain when things go wrong, but we are not quick to thank Allah when things go right. And a lot of things actually go right. We have more right than wrong in our own lives. But sometimes it feels to us, due to the weakness of our iman, that we have a lot of wrong happening in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to thank Him. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah says, if you are going to be thankful, I will grant you increase and more. Part of gratitude is to say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to repeat the praise of His throughout our lives. Ameen. Thereafter, we send blessings and salutations upon the one whom Allah has chosen to be the best of creation, the most noble of all prophets, Khatamun Nabiyyin, the final of all messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No gathering would be perfumed and scented in the correct way without the blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It would be at a loss. We would be at a loss if we did not mention Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, him being the best of creation and the most noble of all prophets of Allah. We thank Allah for making us part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one who said, nikah is my way. Getting married is my way. Committing haram, committing that which is prohibited, adultery and fornication is the way of shaitan. So we chose the way of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and we stay away from the way of shaitan. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, always seized the opportunity to mention words of advice. Words of advice to all those who are attending a gathering such as this one. In the gathering, there are those who are coming together, the bride and the groom. To them we say, be conscious of Allah. Notice the verses that I read. Ittaqullah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah. Taqwallahi is to develop a relationship with Allah. Do you have taqwa? Have you developed your relation with Allah? If you have developed your relation with Allah and you are improving in your relationship with Allah, then your taqwa is improving and your consciousness of Allah is improving. May Allah make it easy for us. So the advice that we give to those who are coming together, the groom and the bride, is to be conscious of Allah. Develop your relation with Allah. Wallahi, if you develop your relation with Allah, nothing will go wrong in your relationship. Because you are trying to please Allah, your wife is trying to please Allah, all those who are around are trying to please Allah. So what will go wrong in such a relationship? It is only when we forget Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with major tests that we find difficult to pass. May Allah not do that to us. Ameen. If you notice the first verse, and this is known as khutbatul haja, repeated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says, O people, be conscious of Allah. O people, be conscious of your Rabb who made you from a single soul. And from that soul, He caused a multitude of male and female to spread onto the earth. So fear Allah, be conscious of Him, develop a relationship with Him, and be conscious of your relatives. Dhawil arham are those who are related to you, those who are connected to you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the capacity to fulfill the rights of those who are related to us, those who are connected to us, because that is part of our duty. When you get married, you have a new relationship. If you notice, we have the father of the bride seated on my right. We have the groom himself seated on my left. There is a new relationship that is about to take place. And this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is telling us, be conscious of this relation. Learn to respect people. Learn to give them their freedoms and rights. We are not getting married for people to interfere in our lives. But we are getting married for us to provide and to give something positive to all the relationships that have been created as a result of that nikah. Not just your wife, not just your husband, but the families. We respect them, we consider them, we make sure that we are not a burden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and grant us ease. So that's just one piece of advice that I deliver to those who have come together in nikah today. As for the parents, I ask you also to be conscious of Allah on both sides. We must learn from the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will respect our parents indeed, but the parents also need to live their lives in a way that they are respected. What is the point of someone who swears and shouts and screams and they ask you to do that which is wrong, and at the same time they expect you to respect them? We cannot expect our children and our children-in-law to respect us when we don't respect ourselves. We need to understand this. Kindness to parents is very important. But my beloved parents, learn to respect yourself to begin with. Develop your own relationship with Allah. And be soft in your words. Be calm, be kind. Learn to help as well, to develop this relationship in a good way. That is a piece of advice for the parents and even for every one of us. Thereafter, those who are seated from amongst us, some of you are already married. Some of you are already married. The piece of advice that we have in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I read the verse a little bit earlier, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Say that which is sadid. Sadid means straight. That advice is for all of us. Say that which is straight. When you talk, talk straight language. Don't speak bad words, hurtful words, abusive words, lies, etc. That is all prohibited and banned. When you say bad words, you will pay the price of those bad words. When you say good words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you. When you say good words, Allah will bless you by accepting your deeds and forgiving your sins. But if you say bad words, you will pay the price for those bad words. Within yourselves, within your children, this is the meaning of Qulu qawlan sadidan. O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and utter that which is straight, that which is good, that which is beneficial, that which is filled with love, with care, that which is filled with that with uprightness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the consciousness of what we utter. Many of us, we read 5 salah a day. Many of us, we give charity. Many of us, we read Quran. But our tongues are dirty. Our tongues are hurtful. We say bad words, we lie, we cheat, we deceive with our tongues. Allah is saying, don't do that. Be careful. I'm also advising the bride and the groom and the families coming together. Speak to each other with loving words. Your tone, your voice needs to be loving and caring. Remember, when you speak, don't shout at each other. Inna ankara al-aswati la sawtul hamir. Surah Luqman, Allah says that you need to lower your voice and don't scream and yell, because definitely you will sound like a braying donkey. And the worst of sounds is the sound of a braying donkey. When a donkey makes a noise, it is screaming loudly. No one knows what it is saying. So Allah is saying, we are human. We should not do that. Lower your voice. My advice to all of us at home, calm down. Don't scream. Don't yell. Don't get angry. Anger is something that is very dangerous. Many people divorce their spouses in anger. Then they come to ask, what is happening? Please, I'm sorry, I regret. It's like shooting someone in anger. When they are dead, what is there left for you to regret? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. So please, my brothers and sisters, we are suffering in a lot of cases across the globe because of anger, because of temper, because of bad words. Here is the Quran telling us to control, telling us it's all about discipline. You read salah, you fulfill your duty unto Allah on one side. Remember to develop your method of speech, how you speak to your children, your parents, your in-laws, your spouse. How you speak to your wife will determine the type of person you are. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he says, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahlihi. The best from amongst you is he who is best to his wife, or she who is best to her husband, or those who are best to their family members. Those are the best. If I want to be the best, I am the richest, I'm not the best. I am the one who reads most salah, I'm not necessarily the best. But when I have developed my character, my conduct, I treat my wife with so much respect, no matter how many years I'm married for, that makes me the best person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us from this goodness. Then the last piece of advice I have. Marriage is a very big ibadah. It is an act of worship. It is not just fun, and it is not just a pastime. It is actually an act of worship. Nikah is the officiation of the marriage. It is called in Arabic nikah, officiating of the marriage. It is a ceremony where the name of Allah is used. The name of Allah is used. You are coming together with the name of Allah. It's not a joke. It's not something minor. It is a very big thing. The rest of your life depends on the choice of a spouse that you have made. Your nikah is considered half of your deen, according to some. So if you are celebrating half of your deen, how can you celebrate it in a haram way? That is just a piece of advice. I always tell my brothers and sisters, the happiest people are those who avoid haram on the day that they were getting married. May Allah make it easy for us. It is only my duty to say this, that keep it simple, even if it is big, no problem. You can have a very big wedding, no problem. Keep it simple. If you are a wealthy person, you can have a big wedding. You can invite the whole town, the whole city, no harm. But keep it simple. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us simplicity. May Allah grant us goodness and happiness. So we don't want to anger Allah on a day of happiness. Didn't Allah make you happy today? Allah gave you happiness today. Why do you make Allah upset today when He gave you happiness? Like the day of Eid. Eid is a day of happiness after Ramadan or after the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The last day is Eid. So you need to know, after goodness, Allah gave you a day of happiness. Be happy, make Allah happy. Be happy, make Allah happy. Be happy, make Allah happy. Do not make Allah angry on a day when He has given you happiness. Otherwise, how do you expect everything to move smoothly after that? May Allah bless us with offspring. May Allah give us children who will be the coolness of our eyes. So these are some small pieces of advice that I decided to deliver as a khutbah, as a pre-officiation talk, because that was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, these words are simple, but wallahi they are very important. I really and truly respect those who are always thinking about Allah. Is Allah happy? If Allah is happy, it's okay. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to you today, would he be happy? If the answer is yes, you are doing the right thing. If the answer is no, you are doing the wrong thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that small understanding, because truly we are desperately searching for happiness. The owner of happiness is telling us how to get happiness, but we are going in another direction. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness, and may Allah open our doors. I want to continue inshallah now. There are four or five different ways of officiating the nikah. I will use a very simple way. So I have been tasked by the qadi to officiate this nikah. I have on my right side the father of the bride. I will ask him a simple question. I will ask him if he has given his daughter in nikah to the groom, and he will respond. And thereafter, that is the ijab. And I will ask the groom if he has accepted it, and that is the qabool. We have the witnesses who are here as well, and all of you are witnesses. The mahar, I know it, it has been agreed upon. We don't need to mention it in figures because it is not a competition. Sometimes when you mention figures, it becomes a competition. Someone says, I gave 25,000. Oh, I will give 50,000. Another one says, I will give 1 lakh. Another one says, I will give 1 crore. It is not a competition. It is barakah. So I don't need to say exactly what it is, but the witnesses know, we know, and the people know, they have agreed upon it. So inshallah, with that, you will hear my question to the father of the bride. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. A.M. Ibrahim Padil, yourself being the wali and the representative of your daughter Fatima Nosheen, do you give her in the nikah of Muhammad Shamir, who is seated in front of you, with the mahar that you have agreed upon and the presence of all the witnesses who are sitting here today?
Yes.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. As you have heard, Brother Muhammad Shamir, the father of the bride, who is her wali at the same time, Mr. A.M. Ibrahim Padil, has given his daughter Fatima Nosheen to you in nikah with the mahar that you have agreed upon in the presence of all the witnesses who are here today. Have you accepted her in your nikah and as your wife?
Yes, I have. Say it again.
Yes, I have.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Did you hear the excitement in his voice? He told me earlier, I am nervous, but I don't see the nervous. Have you accepted her as your wife in your nikah?
Yes, I have.
MashaAllah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr.